Psalm 116. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Have you cried out to him and seen him come through for you? Has he heard your voice and answered your cries for help? Well, I feel like David, and I can say, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Those who try to use God for their own gain don't get their prayers answered. And then they blame and hate God and think that they are righteous in doing so. But the Lord only hears the cry and the prayers of the humble, those who call upon his name for deliverance, for new life, and for help to do his will. God hears their cry and is mighty to deliver. Even if the sorrows of death and the pains of hell come upon you, you can call upon the name of the Lord and cry out to him. Not in arrogance and pride, but in genuine humility and earnestness, and he will deliver your soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Hallelujah! He preserves the humble and simple, and those who have been brought low shall he help. So let us return to the Lord with all our soul. Let us come to Christ so that we may know the Father, and he shall give rest to our weary and heavy souls. For he is meek and lowly in heart, and he shall deliver our souls from death, yea, even the second death. And he shall keep our feet from falling, so that we shall walk before him in the land of the living. We shall walk with him, our good shepherd, clothed in white, and we shall be worthy, because he is worthy. Hallelujah! Has he not dealt bountifully with us? I believed, therefore have I spoken. This is the spirit of faith sent forth into all the earth to dwell in the hearts of the humble who call upon the name of the Lord. The same spirit that dwelt in Caleb, the same spirit that dwelt in David, the same spirit that dwelt in Paul. So let us take the cup of salvation, the cup of the New Testament in Christ's blood, and let us drink deep of His word, and deep of His blood, and deep of His spirit. Let us call upon the name of the Lord. Pay your vows unto the Lord in the presence of all His people. Offer unto Him the sacrifice of thanksgiving, giving praise to His name, and call upon the name of the Lord. Let us pay our vows unto the Lord in the presence of all His people. Let us present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to Him, in the courts of His house, in the midst of His bride, Jerusalem, which is above. This is the least we can do, the least we can render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards us. It is, as Paul says, our reasonable service. So let us proclaim with David and all the saints of old, and say, I love the Lord, because He hath heard my voice and my supplications, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 116.